Hi, Paul Slatkis. Good news plan. I'm speaking to Andrea Anthony, Executive Director of the Daycare Council of New York. Hi, how are you?
I'm very good, Paul, and how are you?
Okay, good. So we're going to learn about daycare here in New York City. Is it an addition? Give us a little history and tell us about the Daycare Council of New York, about daycare in New York City.
Well, the Daycare Council was organized 70 years ago. And it was in response to the City of New York's creation of child care programs during World War II and after World War II, and we lost our state and federal money for support during the war. The city, through advocacy by community-based organizations, decided to keep those child care centers. There were about 80 in New York City, so they decided to keep them. But the advocacy efforts created the Daycare Council as the voice for those child care centers during the negotiations. So we've been around for 70 years. Child care in New York City is funded by the federal, state, and city funding. And we have about 400 child care programs that are fully contracted by the city to provide child care, and that's who the Daycare Council represents. And then we have another 1,800 in the community that are for-profit and non-profits that have partial funding, some of them, not all, partial funding called vouchers from parents to pay for their child care.
That's a lot.
I didn't even say to you, Paul, that we also, New York City is also fortunate to have Head Start funding. So there's child care and there's Head Start. So both are, we're fortunate in New York City. We're talking thousands of children in New York City, in the community, that receive child care every year, infants all the way up to 4-year-olds.
Okay.
And some places,
so
5-year-olds.
What is pre-K? What is that?
Oh, universal pre-K? It's an education for children that are 4 years old. It was started back in the 90s. By the state legislature with funding for half-day pre-K. And so New York City was fortunate to get quite a bit of that money. And we were able to help child care centers apply for the funding and help families who wanted half-day care to be a part of a child care center. Our mayor, de Blasio, went to Albany in his first year and was able to secure $300 million for pre-K and made it full day. It was half day, and he was able to secure funds to make it full day. So now any parent in New York City, be it very low income, be it wealthy, can go to a child care center that has a contract with the Department of Education for UPK. They just have to sign up, and
okay,
They'll get it for free. So they get anywhere from 6 to 8 hours of care for their child if they're four years old. And he expanded it this year for 3-year-olds, but that's all on the city's pocketbook. The city's putting up the money for 3K. He hasn't been able to convince the state to add to that fund. So UPK is the funding is state, and we also kick in some funds, and it's statewide. All cities, counties in New York State have funding for UPK, universal pre-kindergarten, preschool, before you go to school, basically.
So child care is, when you say child care, so what age is a child care?
It depends on the parents. Some parents elect to actually place their child in a child care center or with a individuals that operating child care in their home called family child care. It can start anywhere from 3 months on, 3 months. Some parents wait until the child is at least 6 to a year, infant care. But most child care programs, the children start at age 2.6, 2.5 years old, and they're with the child care center up until they're 4, and from 4 on they go to kindergarten, regular school. And in New York City,
I'm a grandpa, but I don't have kids in New York City school. So
You do?
I'm just trying to. I don't now. My daughter was, but that was many years ago, and we didn't have. I don't recollect child care. She didn't go to child care. She went to her grandma.
Very good. Well, so, Okay. Let's take grandma. Grandma had the opportunity at that time to open up her home for five other children and become a family child care provider and care for children in her home, and she would have been paid for that business. It's considered a business now for individuals to take in six children. That's the max for one person to care for a child in their home.
Interesting. I don't think she would have done that. I think my daughter is a trillion percent.
Trillion?
My daughter loves her grandma.
Oh, yeah. But see, there's no buts in that. That is the care that all families want. They want a relative to step up and take care of a child while their mother's working. But many families don't have the opportunity. If both parents are working, then they need that care, either family child care or center-based, where they bring their child to a child care center, and the child has the opportunity to learn, as your granddaughter did with her grandmother. She was fortunate. She had one-on-one many of the children in the child care centers that we have, and this is by regulations of the health department. The ratio is 6-1 because there's a max of 18 children in a classroom, and there are three adults in those classrooms.
Interesting. We actually moved from Westchester to because we felt we couldn't find somebody appropriate to watch our daughter. We moved back to Brooklyn. So my mother wanted to watch our daughter.
Well, Paul, see, that's another thing. And that's one of the issues that confront all advocates and providers like myself in child care. There are agencies, and Daycare Council is one, where you can call. And we can give you a list of all the child care programs by zip code in a given area. It exists in Westchester. It exists here in New York City. It's called Child Care Resource Referral. So there's a number. It's a 1-888 number. You call that number. You speak to a parent specialist, and she goes over everything a parent needs to know as far as child care. She gives them a list.
Wow.
She tells them if they're eligible for a subsidy. She tells them they have every right to go and visit the child care center. She has every right to go anytime during the day if she wants to see her child.
Wow.
There's a way for parents to find child care.
Wow. So, but it's 40 years ago. We didn't know that. Boy, this is very wonderful for young parents and
Paul, you're not out of the loop.
Children.
It's only been around for 30 years, so you're not out of the loop by no stretch of imagination. We've gotten more sophisticated over time, honey, but, you know, you're definitely not out of the loop on that one.
Good. Well, this is all important information for our audience because our youth, our children, we're just actually putting together a whole proposal for some foundation grant, MacArthur Foundation grant, about children, educating children worldwide. But children are our future, and my movie that I'm just coming out with, Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope, is all about the next generations. I did it with Richie Havens, a nice Brooklyn guy, and all he spoke about with regard to that Woodstock event, which is timely right now, was about our next generations, that we learned about peace, love, and hope, and that everything's very important for our next generations.
I think
your daycare council does. That's what you're all about, right, Andy?
Yes, that's what we're all about. And as I said, we've been around for 70 years, and we offer programs for parents as far as referrals, and we offer technical assistance, actually hands-on assistance, to child care programs and family child care programs on their operation of child care. But the significant victory that I'm so glad you let me say, Paul, is that just recently child care workers, teachers who have the same credentials as teachers in a public school, we received a major increase, bringing them to parity in 3 years. So they will be making the same amount of money as those in public school.
Yay. Well, that's perfect because, I personally am a believer that the teachers don't get paid enough money, period, comparatively to what their job and what their involvement is with our children. Whatever we pay you, it's not enough, because you can change and help a child's life start properly and move our humanity forwards. You guys do a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. Absolutely right. As I said before, many children don't have the nurturing one-on-one opportunity that your granddaughter did, but they do have that same nurturing in the child care center, where they learn socialization and education. And the staff who are the head of those classrooms, remember I said there are three in those classrooms. There's a teacher, an assistant teacher, and an aide. The teacher has to have a state certification, meaning they have to have a master's degree and pass 4 tests by the state to become certified. And that is the requirement for the Department of Education. And we have the same thing in child care programs, but our teachers were not being paid the same. So they left us at a rate of 50% every year. So our turnover was very high. So with this increase, it's going to happen over 3 years. You know, the city can't just dole out money quickly in that way. But they gave it to us. We're very happy and appreciative of it. And it was Speaker Cory Johnson who really led the charge this year. And then we had council members Mark Traeger and council member Steve Levin. Traeger is chair of education committee on the city council, and Levin is chair of the general welfare committee, and of course our mayor. They were all supportive. They found the money, and it starts in October.
Great. Congratulations to you, Andrea, and your daycare council of New York, and all the good things. Do you have a website by chance?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for asking. It's www.dccnyinc.org. And if individuals take the opportunity, and I hope you will, to look at our website, you will see a report that we recently published that talks about the salary parity issue. And it was our report that served as the impetus behind a lot of this. There were a lot of advocates, don't get me wrong, Paul, but one of the things the city kept saying to us, how much is it going to cost? How much is it going to cost? It took us a year to do the analysis, but our report shows how much it was going to cost. So the city council felt a little bit better walking in the door and saying we need this amount of money to do this. So it was a good thing.
It sure is. This is good news. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the organization and the great school system that New York has. We're very, very fortunate. Let me ask you one last question, because we're involved with peace and love and hope and all this. I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind. What does hope mean to you, Andrea?
Hope means love. Hope means holding on to the beliefs that are ingrained in you, that God has given you, that if you believe in yourself, and especially those around you. I know in some instances we wonder about our fellow man, but we always must hold on to the foundation that we are all alike, we are all similar. And so any dreams or goals that you have, just hold on to hope. It's always been with us. It's just sometimes we don't remember it, we don't see it. But hope is love, and I believe that you can really hold on to it when you need it.
You are the right woman and the right job. Thank you very much, Andrea.
Thank you, Paul. You made my day, baby. You made my day.
You made my day. That was so well stated. That's a beautiful thing. Thank you very much, Andrea. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.